All right, welcome to the World Session for October 5th, 2021. So what we're anchoring in today or centering in is really, I'm going to go with creativity. So we've talked a little bit in our group about what's going on and creativity came up, but also ignorance, denial of awareness, and acknowledging what's going on. I need a witness to be able to see myself. All the garbage can come up to be dealt with. So these are great lines for what we're going to do. We want all of that out of the way. We're going to use Mercury to bring it out of the way. And also to let you know that Breakthrough does a lot of this stuff, you know, helps us move away all of our belief systems. It's coming up November 11th, I think it is, or the 12th. Anyway, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in November. And the early bird is coming up October 11th. So, let's just see how we're going to deal with fire. So one of the things that, you know, usually comes up for me when it's fire is the difficulty for even an artist to explain where this creativity comes from. My favorite expression is, when a sculptor looks at a piece of marble, even one of those massive pieces of marble, they don't say they create. They say the object was already in the marble. They brought it out. Wow. Right? Wow. Because I don't know how to do any of this. I can't carve. I can't do, you know, even to make cakes and make molds, I can't do any of it. So I often think of, you know, putting myself in the place of the artist and it's coming out. So there's some kind of, you know, energetic connection. And I think we ignore energy. And this piece that we've brought up today, that globally and collectively, ignorance and denial of awareness and acknowledgement of what's going on, is often usurped by, you know, the intellect's need to look at right and wrong. So one of the places that we have the intellect is around the heart. Okay, so we've got a pericardium, but we've also got the intellect around the heart. In Chinese medicine, heart and small intestine are related because they do the job of the intellect, which is to discern. So in there, if you've got in your gut and you've got in your heart, this is right and this is wrong, what's going to happen to the energy systems in the body? So you've got way more energy systems than physical. We usually talk about circulation as blood, lymph, and nerve. But then the rest are meridian, chakra, chi, electromagnetic frequency. We've got waves going on, standing waves. We've got protons, we've got electrons, we've got the nadis. So many energies. And as you recall, and if you could feel it right now, you might even feel your gut moving. I'm feeling the lower gut kind of releasing right away, where we're moving out not only our personal what's right and wrong, but the global impact on our physiology. So you could say, well, no, it doesn't impact my physiology. Really? If you're feeling that energy coming in, it's going to impact your central nervous system. The nervous system vibrates, communicates those messages out to your physiology, to the cells. So what we're going to do is use this Mercury in retrograde to help sweep out. So sweeping out the old belief systems, those are coming from a section in the brain where we've got behaviors, attitudes that come from our ancestry. So, you know, if you just tune into this, your ancestry has been coming down. It's almost like a, you know, stream running down into us. And we have to kind of deal with that, or we think it's the right thing to deal with it. Like as soon as I do that, I feel the gut going, oh my God, I have to deal with all of that. No, I don't. The buck can stop here. Okay, so if those of you watching me, those of you not watching me, I'm using my hand really strongly to go from the top of the head down to the hips. The buck stops here with me. You could say it out loud. The buck stops here with me. Make sure you mean it. Don't say it if you don't mean it. Because if you believe you have to resolve every incident in your family history and you're not going to grow up till you do that, fine, stay that way. If you prefer to say the buck stops here with me, I'm going to live my life as an adult, make my own decisions without going back. Now, what sits in there with right and wrong? Yeah, what sits in there? So you could be a little kid playing around and your parent says you're making too much noise. And let's say your parent just has a sensitivity to noise and keeps telling you you're making too much noise, and eventually you think it's wrong to make noise. Okay, you might feel nausea now. Okay, so if that's not your experience, that's fine. Doesn't matter, because you could still experience from other people. That's where your energy system gets involved. Don't forget, one of the laws of the universe is we're connected to everyone. Some of us feel it less, some of us feel it more. Those of you who keep coming on the World Session obviously feel it more, because you're like, I need to be on this World Session. You know, we're like dedicated over a year now into this World Session work. So we know we as individuals are doing our own work, right? Because everything I do here, some things might not work for you. They don't relate to you. They're not your links. But some of you will feel them really strongly. So the ones that don't work for you, that's fine. The ones that do, you want to make sure you're tapping them in. When you notice you're feeling something, if you're the kind of person who doesn't feel anything, tap everything in, you know, diligently, because it'll work. And you'll notice, oh, things are changing in my life as I move along, as I do different things. I notice every time I get a session, it's working. Sorry, guys, I'm feeling really nauseous on this link. So I'm just thinking of the child. I don't think my example is important, that you're making too much noise. It could be you're too rambunctious. It could be, you know, stop making those funny faces. You're going to stay that way, right? You ever heard that one? You know, it's all fun and games till someone loses an eye, you know, and right away we're contracted down as kids, right? Contracted down. And then those become our patterns. They're handed down from generation to generation. So yes, sometimes it's practical, right? Don't run with scissors. It's not a very good thing to do. Okay, practical. But we don't want to reduce our capacity to even, what's coming to me is there's trance dancing. And there's this specific woman who does it very well. And she goes into such a trance that her bones become flexible. Her bones can bend. I mean, that is just incredible, right? So if I'm told I can't go into that place where I don't know if any of you did it, but when I was a kid, I would dance so much, I would lose the sense that there was a me. And I could still move around the room in this really wild way, never hit anything. I have no idea how that happened because I was very wild in my dancing. But I felt incredible, as though I was no longer a body. Okay, so I kind of understand that trance dancing. And you might think of when you're writing, sometimes you get involved in writing and you get lost, right? You just get so lost. Or you might start drawing, you get so lost. Or there's another way to get lost. You get in the ocean and you're floating around, or in a pool and you're just lost in, you know, goofy movements. You know, I like to make goofy movements. Swimming is fun, but, you know, there's that goofiness of just floating and drowning a little bit. And you get so in drowning, not drowning, but sinking, and then bringing yourself up. And just that real experience of letting go of the identities of the self-image, right? It's in this creativity business now is really tuning into an aspect I think is so powerful, where creativity is almost the place of the loss of identity. I think they come back after, like as soon as we come out, they come right back. They're like, elastic bands, and they reformulate, right? But once that identity is gone, and a lot of us in this particular group that comes online has experienced, a self-inquiry or a breakthrough where all of a sudden you lose an identity. Okay, so a lot of grief is coming up. I can feel the undulations of the colon. So what's happening now is, as the identity, any one of them, even a small self-image that you have, disassociates, we experience a loss or death. We experience a loss or death. And when we die to something, right? We have a strong belief of what should or shouldn't be, what's right or wrong, and slowly it starts to die. The identity that's stuck to right, like I'm the good girl, or I'm the good boy, I'm polite, I'm caring, I care about others, or I'm the, you can think of any archetype that pops in your mind, if it does now. And adhering to that seems to be safe, but it keeps us limited, and we speak from the pattern, the archetype, the image. And that image is not real. It's just not. Even your face, when you look in the mirror, isn't real. You can't see yourself as others see you. You only see a reflection of you, and it's constantly changing. You ever wake up and your eyes are a little bit lower and you look a little bit older, and then you wake up another day and go, what the heck happened? Why am I so rejuvenated? I feel so different. We're changing constantly, constantly. It never stops. The physical world is constantly changing. But because of our insecurity of dying to each moment, we always talk about, I need to be present. We actually have such a strong resistance to being present, because that would mean all of the identities would go, wow, that's a good one, huh? If I'm present, my identities will go. I will no longer be drawn by them. So I never realized how scary it is for most of us to be present. We always need to be in the next. What do I need to do now? What do I need to do now? I'm not feeling well. Let me go do something else. Oh, I have so many things going on. Let me go do something else. So there's a strong impulse not to be present, because we would have to inherently die, right? There's a lot of pressure in this link. So I know I'm telling a story, but we have such strong self-images, and they're connected to the nervous system, and the nervous system is constantly responding to the outer world and how we perceive ourselves, and all of that is false. But we are so strongly connected to it, and it's false. My mirror image is false. My image is false. But we think if we let any of that dissipate, dissociate, something bad's going to happen, then how's our creativity going to come up? What are we going to be honest about? I'm going to be honest about how I think, how I think I feel, right? I'm going to be, creating all kinds of ideas about how I feel. I feel hurt. No, you can't feel hurt. You feel pain. You feel contraction. You feel tension. But feeling hurt, maybe hurt's not the best example, because we can feel that hurt as pain, but we need to be clear about our feelings. So let's remember, because we want to disassociate all of the belief systems on the skin, touch, proprioceptors, especially hands. We've got a subtle sense of touch as well. We're going to dump those filters on the sense of touch to individuation, so we can actually feel, not think we feel, right? I feel you should take out the garbage is not a feeling. I feel you shouldn't speak that way is not a feeling. Feeling is, you spoke that way, I experience tension, that's going on inside of me. But what you're doing is it might seem it's causing it, but I can't change that. What I can do is take practical action to support myself. So if I don't like the way someone acts, maybe I need to go. Right? So if you go to a party and everyone's snorting cocaine and you get massive reactions in the central nervous system, you don't run around telling them cocaine is bad and you should stop taking cocaine. It's not going to work very well. It's completely ignorant of your own feelings. Time to move out of this. This is, if they come to you and say, I'd like to stop taking cocaine, very different process. But we don't need to go changing people. We don't need to go changing, you know, what's going on out there. That's too big a job, right? There are billions of people on the planet. You're not going to be able to control everybody to your tyrannical thoughts and feelings about the world. You need to really connect with your feelings. Feelings come from the skin. Sense of touch. Really tune into that, please. I think, this is one of the biggest ignorances we have, is we place too many words on feelings. So we can't see clearly. And you can do this link anytime you want. Disassociate or dump the filters to the heart. That's where your individuation process is. I'm not breathing completely freely in the belly, so there's a lot going on there. The small intestine is kind of cramped up, and the colon is going, I need to release something, so I'm just going to go in there and see what's going on. All right, so there's the resistance. So, you know, when you feel better about life, you feel good, and you think you know how to feel better. Sometimes, for a lot of us, the first thing we want to do is go tell everybody, I've got the answer. I got the secret. I got the secret about how to feel better. Let me tell you. And then you notice somebody's tense. And you go, I can help you with that. I can help you with your tension. There we go. Nice burp on that. So it's finally releasing. I got to something. I hope you connected with that, especially for those of you who are the ones who run out and jump, tell people. What you're probably not noticing is when somebody is in a space that they're not feeling good and you want to go fix it, it's all about you. It's all about the tension you're experiencing because they're tense. First you go to yourself, then you go to them. First you go to yourself, you unwind the tension, and then you can see what the practical action is. Because your first thought might be, it's right to go help people. I found this beautiful way of dealing with things. Let me share it with you. And let me shove it down your throat. Be careful. Be cautious. Be gentle. So first you come to yourself and notice if there's tension. Not in your head. Your head might say, no, I don't experience tension. I'm just fine. I just want them to be okay. Yeah, that's tense. That's tense. First, you come gently to yourself. Notice the tension. Take care of that first. The action will come to you immediately. When you're looking at something and you've got a right wrong going on, notice your tension. Take care of it. It'll come to you spontaneously, then see what the action is. Do you want me to repeat it a third time? Let me see if there are any heads who need me to repeat it a third time. No, nobody's moving. Okay, that's really good. All right. Oh, one hand went up. Okay, so here's the world. Even if you're sitting all alone in your room, even if somebody comes in, even if there's a phone call, you're looking on Facebook and you want to go out and help somebody see the light because you saw the light. First, come back to yourself. Notice your own tension. It will help you unravel what's good or bad, right or wrong. And then the action will come. If it doesn't, you need to stay with your own tension. Because the moment you have beliefs, right? The moment you think something is good or bad, or even that you know the secret, Because we do, we know the secret to unraveling things in this group. You know, most of us do this work and then we go to self-inquiry. We have a secret. It's hard work though, our little secret, isn't it? Aren't we working hard? Yeah, our little secret is quite hard to do. It's not easy. But well worth our effort. Yeah, well worth it. Okay, it's gone up into my prefrontal and frontal cortex for some reason, and I'm not sure what I need to do with that. If anything, I want to make sure I'm not going to do a treatment that is for me, for everybody. Yeah, we're going to do a little bit. Okay, so I don't want anybody to tap this unless you really feel you need to. We're going to be very, very gentle with this. So Kundalini is a very strong force in the body. It's your life force energy that comes in. It also burns stuff out. It also can be deflected. It can go in the wrong direction and cause physiological issues. It's going to depend on, maybe if you want some clarity, you could look up the different yogas. There's Bhakti Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Inanna Yoga. What we do in self-inquiry every week is Inanna Yoga, which is the yoga of the intellect. But some people do it with their body, which is Hatha Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is of devotion. I think there's one more and I've forgotten the name. So you can use any of those yogas to look at and see that it supports the Kundalini. So, you know, because a bunch of us who actually come on to self-inquiry, we're going through the pathway of Inanna Yoga, which is the yoga of the intellect. And oftentimes, you know, that can, you know, be seen in the body as some type of Kundalini, maybe blockage, or, you know, get stuck somewhere, or it's deflected. So just sit with yourself, notice your spine, and we're just going to tap it in and organize into the Ida Pingala channels, right? This is great for the life force going into the second chakra for creativity as well. And the left brain, the masculine, and into the right brain and back down again. All right, got a good little link there. So now just go to the base, to your genitals, your perineum, the anus, and see, you know, just notice what it's like. Maybe use a word to describe it. I'll give you a moment to come up with that. All right, so I'll give you mine. It's contracted. So I feel the perineum is contracted. It's tight. It even goes up into the vaginal canal, posterior portion. I feel it's really contracted. So just notice what yours is like. And maybe adjust yourself in your seat so your sit bones are there. And, you know, if you need to exercise it a bit, if you're like me and it's contracted, you want to just let it go. If you notice it's too contracted and not letting go, what I do is I actually push it out. So I just push against the pelvic floor and get it to push downward. Almost like you're taking a poop, but you don't want to do your anus. You want to do the perineum, maybe the vagina, right? So you could just feel yourself pushing down and then relax, all right? Or maybe you need to do a contraction. So contract it really, really tight, 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 tight. You could do all of it. Your anus, your perineum, the genitals, contract tight, 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 and hold it. Breathe. Take a few breaths while you have it contracted. And then let go. You know, just notice it. We really need this area, because the CV1, your conception vessel one, the beginning of that meridian, is right in that perineum. And we've got these original cells of the body. And as I talked about ancestry, we want to bring them together, disassociate ancestry. So this is going to be genetic mutations. It's going to be your methyl markers, your histone markers that could cause whatever, you know, disease goes on, whether it's continuation. Can it be anything from anxiety? It could be an arthritic condition. It could be cancer. It could be myelin sheath problems. It could be memory problems, Alzheimer's or dementia. I want to link into that and clean up those original cells, clean up the NRF2 pathway in every single cell, and balance out the histone and methyl markers. They need to be switched off or on to let your genetics work naturally as the day you were born. I'm going to tune into people who were born with genetic problems. So those people have a lot of history from family. Okay, so that can be a problem. Like, there's a lot of stuff out there now for kids too. Like, what's it called? Autism, right? So those brain problems, all kinds of different things that go on for kids. And that happened in the womb. So some of that is karmic. So I'm not going to go through every karmic situation, but helping them unravel the karma, helping all those kids unravel the karma, helping adults who had problems from childhood unravel the karma, and also support the genetics to be healthy, to reproduce in a healthy way, and to turn on or off the histone markers. And breathe, and I command this session be done.